depends on just young guys. First week, game one. And when I get the opportunity to bring it, and they send the Rangers game, well, I can't think of anything better. Fans, today we are offering delicious $6 rosé all day from Mayonnaise. That's right, today, $6 rosé all day. At the concourse, and we'll get you some.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where today the Tacoma Rainiers host the Sacramento River Cats in the final game of a six-game series, last game of the homestand as well. The Rainiers trying to win this series against the River Cats. They have taken three of the first five games. Rainiers won yesterday 10-5. Tacoma hit four homers in the first two innings of the game as Kyle Lewis, Brian O'Keefe, Evan White, and Jared Kelnick all went deep. Rainiers were ahead 8-0 after that. But Sacramento did creep back into the ball game, and the Rainiers got some solid relief down the stretch, in particular from Brennan Bernardino, who got the final five outs, including escaping a jam in the eighth inning. Rainiers winning yesterday 10-5, and Tacoma's won three and lost two in this six-game series against the San Francisco Giants AAA club. Rainiers have moved into a third-place tie in the West with Salt Lake, 11 games out of first place with 22 to go. Reno is in control of the division. The River Cats are in last place in the division, 14 games under 500. On the mound for Tacoma today, right-hander Darren McCacken. McCacken is 8-6 with a 4.41 ERA, fifth best earned run average among qualified pitchers in the league. He's also ranking fourth in the league in strikeouts this year with 125 strikeouts on the season. He'll be opposed by Sean Jelly, the 6'11" right-hander for Sacramento. He is 6-8 with a 5.02 ERA. Sean Jelly on the hill for the Sacramento River Cats. This game will be using the automated ball strike challenge system that we have seen the last 2 days, and going to use it for a third straight day here today. And it's been interesting, to say the least, and that is the main subject we're going to discuss with Rainiers manager Tim Fedorovich, who likes it, and he's going to explain to us why as the Tacoma Rainiers pregame show continues with our manager interview right after this.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
It's our Sunday visit with Rainiers manager Tim Fedorovich. Tim, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We got a lot to talk about today. A new development has occurred in this series. The Rainiers are now using the so-called automated ball strike challenge system. We've been using the robot umpire all year long, or at least since early May. The computer has been calling the balls and strikes, but now it's changed. The human umpire is calling the balls and strikes, and you can consult the computer with a challenge if you want to. The pitcher, the catcher, or the batter can challenge the human umpire, and then they go to the computer and get the call right. But if you only have three you can get wrong. Once you get three wrong, you're out of challenges and done for the game. What do you think of this system so far now that you've seen it 2 days?
Yeah, I honestly love it. It's been pretty smooth. I think they did a really good job of kind of getting the feeler out for the players in the ABS, so guys know where the zone is, the catchers know where the zone is, the umpires know where the zone is, and now to add the challenge system and to get the umpire some more reps and actually calling the game. I think the game looks cleaner. I think the hitters, they have the ability to challenge. There's no more, there's still frustration, but not as much, because I feel like they have ownership and the ability to challenge a pitch if they don't think it's in the zone. So I think it's been great, and it's been a very smooth start.
For you as a manager, what do you see the main benefit of it compared to just letting the computer call the pitches?
I just think it's a cleaner game. You know, I don't think anybody wants a computer to take over the game. It's definitely capable of it, but I just think it's better to have the human element. I think it's good to have the players put control into the players' hands. If they want to argue a pitch, they can just challenge it. You know, so I think it's going to be better for the game in general. And it's actually bringing framing back, which me as a former catcher, I enjoyed that aspect. It's kind of a game back there to see how many strikes I can steal, and then it's been good.
Now, there's got to be some strategy to this as well, since you're only allowed to get three challenges wrong for an entire nine-inning game, and then you're done. If you miss three, then you're out of challenges and you have no more options. How have you kind of coached the team a little bit in terms of when to challenge and when not to challenge?
Yeah, as far as when to challenge, obviously, like, I've kind of been telling the guys, like, if it really hurts inside that they called that pitch a strike or called it a ball when we're on defense, you know, that's probably a good time. It's got to be a first instinct. And then, like, the challenge, just because we have the extra towards the end of the game, I'm not a fan of that, and I've mentioned that to the guys. Like, we don't want to kind of be disrespectful to the umpire and try to just steal a free one late in the game just because we have the challenges. We need to save them for the right opportunity, be professional about it. And the last thing is just don't be disrespectful to the umpire. And when you look behind, just ask politely for a challenge, because we don't want to be like, oh gosh, that was definitely a strike, you know. So, yeah, those are kind of the three things that I've seen so far.
It's been a lot of fun kind of seeing it in action the last 2 days. I've noticed the fans have gotten into a little bit, especially late in the game the first day, because it's new for them, and a lot of them don't even know what's going on when they walk into the gates. We're with Rainiers manager Tim Fedorovich. Real quick, just changing gears a little bit. September 1st has come and gone, and for the majority of your playing career and most of the years I've been in the game, that's been one of the biggest days in AAA baseball, when the rosters of the majors would expand to 40. That's changed. Now they expand to just 28, and they add only two players. What was it like around here around that expansion day, when only two guys were going up compared to in the past?
Yeah, I think it's pretty predictable who was going up at this point. So I think there wasn't much disappointment. I'm sure maybe a little bit. Maybe there's a shot in the dark for some guys. But we knew with Matt Boyd coming back from injury, it was kind of lined up for him to go. And then Tram was playing so well, it was hard not to call him up. So it's just it's frustrating for some of these guys, because normally they get a feel for the big leagues. They get a last month to just enjoy big league games from the bench, and unfortunately it wasn't like that this year. But I'm sure there'll be a taxi squad at some point after this.
And then transactions continue until the end of the season, which is kind of a new development as well. Thanks a lot for the visit today. Good luck in today's game. We'll talk next weekend.
Yep, thank you.
That's Tim Fedorovich, manager of the Rainiers. I'll be back with the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First, for the visiting Sacramento River Cats, who have a record of 57 wins and 71 losses. The San Francisco Giants AAA club is managed by Dave Brundage. Leading off playing center field is Austin Dean. Batting second, the second baseman, Jason Krizan. Hitting third and playing third base is Jason Vossler. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter, Yermin Mercedes. Hitting fifth, the left fielder, Willie Calhoun. Batting sixth and playing first base is Patrick Mazika. Hitting seventh and doing the catching is Ford Proctor. Batting eighth, right fielder, Steele Walker. And hitting ninth, the shortstop, Dixon Machado. On the mound for Sacramento, right-hander Sean Jelly. Jelly is 6-8 with a 5.02 ERA. The Tacoma Rainiers are 60-68 this season. The Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. He's going to lead off with Forrest Wall. Wall is in center field. Batting second is the shortstop, Mason McCoy. Hitting third, designated hitter Kyle Lewis. In the cleanup spot, left fielder Jared Kelnick. Batting fifth and playing third base is Eric Mejia. Hitting sixth, the catcher Luis Torrens. Batting seventh, second baseman Jonathan Villar. Hitting eighth, the first baseman Drew Ellis. And batting ninth is right fielder Marcus Wilson. On the mound for the Red Ears, Darren McCacken. McCacken making his team-leading 25th start of the year. He is 8-6 with a 4.41 ERA. Our umpires today behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Jonathan Beretta. At first base is John Bacon. Second base, Paul Clemens. And Ben Sontag is at third. Rainier's about to take the field here at Cheney Stadium for this Sunday afternoon ball game, the final game of this six-game homestand. The Rainier's go on the road for 2 weeks after this one and then don't come back to Cheney Stadium until September 20th, which is when they will start the final homestand of the year, the final six games of the year here in Tacoma. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of today's game right after this.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Baseball's future is here on MILB-TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB-TV. Baseball's future is here.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
Woo-hoo!
The Rainier's Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainier's Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at SoundCU.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball as we're about ready to start this one. Darren McCacken has finished his warm-up pitches. He's ready to go. And settling into the batter's box is the Sacramento leadoff man, Austin Dean. Dean hitting .265, 16 homers, and an .816 OPS. McCacken ready to go to work. Here's his first pitch of the game on its way, and it is a fastball called a strike. McCacken making his first start of this series in the sixth and final game. He made two starts in the six-game series last week on the road at Salt Lake City. 0-1 pitch, bounced foul. Count goes to 0-2. And McCacken had a great series in Salt Lake. They didn't score off him in his two starts. The first one was six innings. The second one was four innings. So he went 10 scoreless at Salt Lake City. 0-2 pitch is swung on, hit in the air towards center field. Forrest Wall is there, and he makes the catch, moving towards right center a bit. And there's the first out of the ballgame. Austin Dean hit that one in the air to center. Got a little extra push from the wind, which is something we may need to keep an eye on today as it was blowing out pretty strongly during that fly ball, but just as I speak, it has died down a bit. So let's go with gusting. The wind is gusting out towards center field. Here's Jason Krizan, the two-hitter for Sacramento, and the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Krizan batting .284 with a dozen homers, .848 OPS. And McCacken into his motion to the pitch is taken for a called strike, 0-2 the count. We are once again using the automated ball strike challenge system, which just started 2 days ago. It's now the 0-2 pitch, swinging a missed strike three. Got him with a changeup. Down goes Krizan, and two men are out at the top of the first inning. The human umpire is calling the balls and strikes, taking over for the robot. But the batter, the pitcher, or the catcher can ask for a challenge. And then they'll consult the robot umpire who will render his verdict. Its verdict. So now the pitch is a swing and a miss by Vossler. There's strike one. And you can only be wrong three times as a team, and then you're out of challenges for the rest of the game. Now a swing and a bouncer foul, first base side. Oh, and two the count to Vossler. And the pitch is swung on, grounded to first. That's fielded by Drew Ellis. Flip it to McCacken, covering the base in time for the out. And the inning is over. Three up, three down for Darren McCacken in the top of the first. We go to the bottom of the first. Sacramento nothing. Tacoma coming to the plate.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you. With flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Well, Darren McCacken looked sharp in the top of the first, retiring the side in order. And now the Rainiers come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. Forrest Wall will start things off against the very tall right-hander, Sean Jelly, 6'11". Second start he's made in this series against the Rainiers. And the pitch to Wall is fouled away, third base side. There's strike one. Wall hitting .256 with six homers. .337 on base percentage, and second in the league in stolen bases. And the 0-1 is up and away for a ball, 1-1. Jelly started the series opener on Tuesday, so he's pitching on a normal fifth day. As here's one down and into Wall. On Tuesday, he was really sharp for a while, and then the Rainiers got to him. So now the 2-1 pitch is fouled off, 2-2. He ended up allowing four runs in 5 1/3 innings on seven hits. Jelly didn't walk anyone in that game, struck out six. On the year, he has a 5.02 ERA in 95 innings with 75 strikeouts and 37 walks. Next pitch waved at and missed. Strike three, got Forrest Wall, and one man is out at the bottom of the first inning. Mason McCoy will be next. McCoy hit the game-winning grand slam here on Friday night in the seventh inning when the Rainiers were down, and he popped one out of here to right with the bases loaded. Put the Rainiers up by three. Pulls the grounder past the drawn in third baseman Vossler and down the line. That's going to be extra bases. McCoy ends up at second with a two base hit, his 18th double of the year. And he is in scoring position at second base for Kyle Lewis. Lewis hit one of the Rainiers' four homers yesterday, and his came first. In fact, he hit his in the first inning last night. Has a seven-game hitting streak coming into play today. And Jelly's pitch to Kyle Lewis is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Lewis's Tacoma batting average is up to .291. And he has eight homers and 26 runs batted in 26 games for Tacoma this season. Now the 1-0 pitch to Lewis is down low for a ball, 2-0. Now the 2-0 pitch is coming. And it is swung on and fouled off. And the count goes to 2-1. So two balls, one strike to Kyle Lewis, who's DHing today. He's had a couple of games in left field since joining the Red Ears this most recent time. And he takes outside for a ball. Lewis, Mariners' first-round draft pick in 2016. And, you know, he's had a number of knee injuries over the years, very serious ones. And that's mostly DHs now. Now the 3-1 pitch, and it is outside, ball four. He draws a walk, so Kyle Lewis will head down to first base, and Tacoma has two on with one out at the bottom of the first inning. And now Jared Kelnick will be the batter. He hit one of the Red Ears homers last night, lining one off the left-handed pitcher over the right field fence. Kelnick hitting .284 with 15 homers and an .898 OPS. Leads the Red Ears with 45 extra base hits this season. Here's the pitch, and it is swung on and popped up foul, and that's going to get out of play and hit the seats behind home plate. So 0-1 the count. Next pitch swung on, fouled away. And that's strike two. So no balls, two strikes to Kelder. So 0-2 the count to Kelnick. And the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-2. Kelnick pauses outside the batter's box for a moment. Now he steps back in once again. John Jelly checks the runner at second base. Now the 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Off-speed pitch from Jelly, and he got Kelnick out in front of it. And there is the second out at the bottom of the first inning. So if the Red Ears are going to take advantage of this opportunity here in the first inning, they're going to need a clutch two-out hit, and they're hoping Eric Mejia can come through. Mejia batting .264 with 13 homers, .779 OPS. And the pitch is down in the dirt for a ball, 1-0. Mejia, one of three Tacoma players to appear in 100 or more games for the team this season. He and Mason McCoy and Forrest Wall played in 100. For the Rainiers, and Marcus Wilson really the only other player with a chance to get there. 1-0 pitch, swing and a bouncer. Bear picked up by the catcher right in front of the plate, and he tagged out Mejia, who was just standing there in the batter's box thinking he had fouled it off. And Tim Fedorovich is going to go out and discuss it with the plate umpire, Jonathan Beretta. So they're going to talk this one over. Mejia fouled it in the batter's box straight down, and the catcher, Ford Proctor, jumped out from behind the dish and picked it up. The umpire ruled he picked it up in fair territory. It was a fair ball, and he just tagged out Mejia. And that's the final out of the inning, and Fedorovich is done with his argument. So it just goes a ground out unassisted to the catcher. No runs on a hit and two runners left on. We go to the second inning. Tacoma and Sacramento are scoreless.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
We go to the second inning. No score between Tacoma and Sacramento. Darren McCacken on the mound for the Red Ears, and he's facing Yermin Mercedes, the Sacramento cleanup hitter, who leads things off in the second inning. The first pitch is over for a called strike. 0-1 the count. McCacken set down the side in order in the first. Right-hander into his motion now, and the 0-1 pitch is a swing and a miss. That is strike two. McCacken, the Mariners' 12th round draft pick in 2017 out of Long Beach State. And this is his third season in which he has pitched in games for Tacoma. His second really is a full-timer. 0-2 pitch up and away for a ball, 1-2. And McCacken has improved before our very eyes during his years with the Red Ears last year and this year. Now the 1-2 pitch is swung out and hit into the alley in left center, and that's going to get down for a base hit and more. Wall plays it on the warning track and fires it back in, and Mercedes ends up at second base with a leadoff double in the top of the second inning. Yermin Mercedes doubles to left center. And that's his third double with Sacramento this season in 24 games. So he's in scoring position to get things started, and now Willie Calhoun is the batter. Calhoun, first of four consecutive left-handed hitters in this stretch of the Rivercats lineup, which has six left-handed batters in it. McCacken throws a change outside. There's ball one. So with all these left-handed hitters, McCacken's going to be relying on that changeup today, as that's generally an effective pitch against opposite side hitters. So now the 1-0 is the change again, and it's outside, and McCacken's missed with it twice in a row, and it's two balls, no strikes on Calhoun. Calhoun hitting .287 in 35 games with four homers, .831 OPS. 2-0 pitch over for a strike. Threw a slider that got called a strike and now is being challenged by Willie Calhoun, who thought the pitch was high. So it's our first challenge of the game, and Calhoun put in the challenge, and he was right. This pitch was high and not particularly close. So a correct challenge for Calhoun in Sacramento, and it is three balls, no strikes. So 3-0. McCacken shakes off Luis Torrens, gets the sign he wants. And now here's the 3-0 pitch. Runner goes to third. Pitch is a strike. No throw to third base. Yermin Mercedes steals third base. And that is his seventh steal of the year at the AAA level, his second since joining Sacramento. He had five earlier this season in the International League with Charlotte. Stole that one off the pitcher. He just had a humongous jump, as the Rainiers didn't think he was going to do that and didn't really think about it. Infield drawn in now. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. There's strike two. Calhoun just chased a pitch in the dirt. So the count goes full. 3 balls, 2 strikes on Calhoun. And McCacken could use a strikeout right here. Here comes his 3-2 pitch, and it is swung on and blooped into shallow left, and it's going to drop in for a base hit. And scoring from third is Mercedes. It's an RBI single for Willie Calhoun, and Sacramento has the lead 1-0 in the top of the second inning. So Calhoun bloops one over the drawn-in infield for an RBI single. And he's at first with nobody out, and now Patrick Mazika is the batter. Normally a catcher, Mazika in the lineup at first base today. Left-hand batter who has homered twice in this series. And he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Mazika is playing in just his fourth game since joining the River Cats after being claimed off waivers from the New York Mets. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. And the count goes to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. Right here, shift Mazika with three infielders on the right side. Only Eric Mejia is on the left side of the diamond, and the 0-2 pitch is high. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Now McCacken is ready. Here comes his next pitch. And it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. And there is the first out of the inning. McCacken has his second strikeout of the game. And now Ford Proctor will be the batter. McCacken ranks high on the strikeout list in this league. Entered play today fourth in the league with 125. Hunter Brown of Sugarland is the league leader with 134, but he got called up to the majors when the rosters expanded earlier this week, so he is unlikely to add to that total unless he gets optioned back to AAA, which can happen. Here's a swing and a miss by Proctor. There's strike one. Ryan Nelson, the Reno righty who leads the league in wins, is second in the league in strikeouts with 128. J.P. France of Sugarland has 127, and McCacken with his two today is now tied with France for third in the league. 0-1 to Proctor is up high for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. So an even count to Ford Proctor. And the pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. 1-2. Really nice Sunday afternoon here in Tacoma. Partly cloudy overhead. Really more cloudy and partly blue skies overhead. Just some patches of blue sky, really. Now the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Proctor. Another changeup, and he gets Ford Proctor. Third strikeout of the game for Darren McCacken. And now Steele Walker will be the hitter. Sacramento leads 1-0. We're in the top of the second inning. Walker is in his 10th game since joining the River Cats, hitting 206 with one homer. And the pitch is up high for a ball. The Giants organization just keeps claiming players off of waivers. That's or trading for them in the case of Steele Walker. They got him at the trade deadline. So now the 1-0 is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. They claimed another guy today. They claimed Rojas from Salt Lake off waivers from the Angels, and he's now going to join the River Cats when they get home on Tuesday. Sacramento has used 90 different players this year. An unbelievable total for one AAA team in one season. And Rojas will be 91. They really can go for 100 down the stretch. Here's the 1-1 to Walker, and it is swung on, pulled to the right side, fielded on a hop by VR, the second baseman, and he throws out Steele Walker, and that wraps up the top of the second inning. One run for the Rivercats on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It is Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, Sacramento gets on the scoreboard. A run in the top of the second inning. They lead 1-0. The Rainiers come to the plate in the bottom of the second. Luis Torrens, Jonathan Villar, and Drew Ellis to bat this inning against the right-hander Sean Jelly. And Torrens stands in now. And the pitch from Jelly is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 is up and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now this one is a swing and a foul. One and two the count to Luis Torrens, who has 9 hits and 34 at-bats since joining the Rainiers. That comes out to a 265 average. And the 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Torrens, and Sean Jelly has struck out 3 already. What a way, and now Jonathan Villar will be the batter. VR switch hitter will bat left-handed. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off on the third base side. So 0-1 the count to VR. Next pitch outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. And the pitch is swung on and lined the other way and into left field. A base hit for Jonathan Villar. And the Rainiers have their second hit of the game. Villar stroking a pitch to left. And he's on with the one-out single. And now Drew Ellis will be the batter. Ellis. Right-hand hitting infielder playing first base today. He had a hit and two walks in last night's game. Jelly's pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Ellis has played in 50 games for Tacoma, hitting .220 with 10 homers and a .795 OPS. Now the 1-0 is swung on and fouled away. Count even now, 1-1. Now here comes the 1-1. And it is fouled at the plate. So a ball at two strikes. Toss to first base. Back in safely is VR. VR at one time was one of the top base stealers in the game. In fact, he led the National League in stolen bases one year. So here's a swing and a miss by Ellison. There's the second strikeout of the inning for Sean Jelly and his fourth already today. Two outs in the bottom of the second inning, and now Marcus Wilson is the batter. Wilson hitting .210, 14 homers. 777 OPS, all sevens. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball. 1-0 the count to Wilson. Now the next pitch, swing and a foul at the plate, and that evens up the count, 1-1. So one ball, one strike to Marcus Wilson. And the pitch with the runner going is a swing and a miss. Throw down to second base. Not in time. VR swipes second base with a head first dive. His fifth steal in six attempts since joining the Rainiers. And now Marcus Wilson is behind in the count, 1-2, but could tie this game up with a base hit. And he calls time, steps out of the batter's box. Now the 1-2 pitch. Called strike three, and Wilson goes down looking, and that wraps up the bottom of the second inning. So the Red Ears do not score here. They had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded. We go to the third inning. It is Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing.
Sports are easy to disagree on. Let's see what happens when sports talk hosts talk about something they agree on.
Hold on. I'm saying drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Well, I disagree. I think drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Come on. Wait, I think we're saying the same thing.
Oh, so what do we do now?
Everyone agrees that drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2020 and May 2021. Potential savings will vary.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing is our score. We head to the third inning of play. Darren McCacken on the mound, and here's Dixon Machado to lead things off in the inning. And the first pitch is chopped foul on the third base side, and that's strike one. Next pitch from McCacken. Check swing. He went around. That's strike two. The Rivercats scored last inning on the strength of a leadoff double by Yermin Mercedes, and he would score on Willie Calhoun's bloop single. Yeah, the 0-2 pitch is outside for a ball. 1-2. Next pitch, swung on and hit in the air to shallow right. Back is VR, in is Wilson. Wilson takes over, and the right fielder makes the catch. One out in the top of the third inning. Dixon Machado flies out to Marcus Wilson. And now Austin Dean will be the batter. Dean flied out to deep center. His first time up, he's 0-for-1. McCacken into his motion, and the pitch is bunted foul. Dean trying to bunt for a base hit, but he bunted it foul, and it's simply strike one. This is the last game of the year between Tacoma and Sacramento, two teams that play each other a lot year after year, as they have been division rivals for a long time. And this year, the Rainiers have certainly had the upper hand. They're going to win the season series regardless of the outcome of this game. So the 0-1 pitch is in there for a strike, 0-2. Tacoma 14-9 against the Rivercats this season, this being the 24th and final meeting. McCacken with the 0-2 pitch, and it is high for a ball, 1-2. McCacken now into his motion. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, and it is outside. Two balls, two strikes. McCacken trying to put him away. He's already got three strikeouts today. Here's the leg kick of the pitch, and it's swung on and lined softly to the right side, and a leaping catch by VR at second base. And there's the second out of the inning. That one was all about timing for VR. This ball was a broken bat, soft liner to the right side, but it had some height to it, and VR had to make sure that he timed his jump so that he could grab it. And he did at second base, and two men are gone, and the top of the third inning, and now Jason Krizan is the batter. Now the pitch is high for a ball to Krizan, 1-0. Next pitch. Over for a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. Now a swing and a fly towards center field. Lining it up is Wall, and he makes the catch. Krizan flies out to Forrest Wall in center field, and that does it for Sacramento in the top of the third inning. 3-up, 3-down. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We go to the bottom of the third inning. It is Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing. Surprising early pitching change for Sacramento as Norwith Gudino has gone into pitch. Sean Gelli out after just two innings today. And Gudino's first pitch to Forrest Wall is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch misses for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Gudino in his 22nd appearance for Sacramento. He's 2-4 with a 10.22 ERA in 37 innings. Has 47 strikeouts but 27 walks. And his next pitch misses up high, ball 3. And Gudino started the second game of the series on Wednesday, and the Red Ears got to him for 6 runs in the first inning in that game and knocked him out. Now the 3-0 pitch is down and in, ball 4. Leadoff walk for Forrest Wall in the bottom of the third inning. So he will head down to first base. Well, hang on. That pitch has been challenged by Sacramento. And they challenged incorrectly. It is a ball, so they lose one of their challenges. And that is the first incorrect challenge for Sacramento, so they have 2 challenges remaining. Well, Sean Gelli went 2 scoreless innings, allowed 2 hits, walked 1, struck out 5. Here's Mason McCoy, who doubled down the third baseline his first time up, 1-for-1. And the pitch from Gudino, and McCoy squared around a bunt, and then the pitch was up and in, and he tried to get out of the way of it, and he ended up fouling it back as the pitch hit his bat and was fouled back to the screen. So 0-1 the count to McCoy. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away. Oh, and two now. Now this pitch is a called strike three, and McCoy is the first out here in the bottom of the third inning. So Gudino gets the strikeout, one away, as McCoy is caught looking. And now Kyle Lewis will be the batter. Here's the pitch to Lewis, and it is a breaking ball over for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch is down low for a ball. So one ball, one strike, the count. And a move to first base. Back in safely is Forrest Wall, who has 38 steals this year and 48 attempts. Second in the league in stolen bases. Now the pitch to Lewis is a breaking ball, low and away. Two balls, one strike. 1-0 Sacramento. We're at the bottom of the third inning. Now the 2-1 pitch to Kyle Lewis is inside with a fastball. 3-1. Now the 3-1 is on its way, and it is over for a strike, a fastball that catches the inside edge. Count is full on Kyle Lewis, 3-2. Zach Vincey goes through some signs in the third base coach's box. Wall leads from first base with one out. Gudino is ready, and the 3-2 pitch, runner goes. It's a check swing bouncer foul up the first baseline. Breaking ball there from Gudino, and Lewis started to go after it, stopped, but the ball hit his bat and went foul. Still 3-2. Let's see if the runner's on the move again. And he is, and the pitch is swung on. It bounced to third on one hop, a fair ball fielded by Vossler, and he throws out Lewis at first base. But Wall was running on the pitch, and he never stopped at second. He goes all the way to third. So some aggressive and successful base running from Forrest Wall to go from first to third on a grounder to the third baseman. There are two outs now for Jared Kelnick. And Gudino comes set. Here's his pitch, and it is taken low and away for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch coming from the right-hander. Low and away, 2-0 to Kelnick. Right here is looking for a two-out hit. They've had a runner stranded in scoring position in each of the first two innings, and they've got another man in scoring position now with two outs. 2-0 pitch, low ball three. Kelnick well out ahead of the count, 3-0. So 3-0. And the pitch is grounded down the first baseline, scooped up by Mazika, and he will take it to the first base bag himself for the out. Kelnick is retired, and the Red Deers do not score in the third. No runs, hits, or errors. One runner left on. We go to the fourth inning. It is Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories. Big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Rivercats 1, Rainiers nothing is our score. We head to the fourth inning of play here on this Sunday afternoon at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Final game of the homestand. Rainiers hitting the road early tomorrow morning to head to Oklahoma City. Pitch to Vossler leading off the fourth is pulled foul down the right field line. There's strike one. And when the Rainiers get to Oklahoma City, for six games starting on Tuesday night, they're going to have a chance to play spoiler as Oklahoma City's in a pennant race in the Eastern Division. 0-1 pitch to Vossler is lined toward center field. In comes Wall, and he makes the catch, and one man is out of the fourth. Vossler lines to center, and now Yermin Mercedes is the batter. Oklahoma City is in first place in the East, but their lead got cut down to just one game over second place Round Rock yesterday. They had a wild one in Round Rock, Texas last night that I want to talk a little bit about because it was just crazy between two contending teams as here's a swing and a miss by Mercedes. Oklahoma City, the first place club, they entered with a two-game lead, right? They had a 4-1 lead going to the bottom of the ninth inning last night. They could not hold it. So here's one up and into Mercedes. Round Rock scored three runs in the bottom of the ninth to tie it up. The tying hit was a two-run single by Sam Huff to make it 4-4. So they went to the 10th, and the automatic runners placed at second base for both teams. And Oklahoma City scored twice in the top of the 10th. The red-hot James Outman with a two-run single. But Round Rock tied it with two runs in the bottom of the 10th. So here's one inside to Mercedes. So they moved on to the 11th. And Oklahoma City scored one run in the top of the 11th inning. And Round Rock got two to win it in the bottom of the 11th. As here's one high to Mercedes. Sam Huff tied it with another clutch RBI single. And Davis Wenzel for Round Rock brought in the winning run with a ground ball. And Round Rock won 8-7 in 11 innings and pulled within one game of first place. Heading into today's action as Mercedes takes a strike and the count is full. And there's a third team in that race as now the 3-2 to Mercedes is a swing and a foul back. El Paso beat Salt Lake yesterday 5-1 as six El Paso pitchers combined on a seven hitter. And they got a big two-run double from Brett Sullivan. El Paso's only 3.5 back in the East. Mercedes fouls off another full count pitch, still 3-2. McCacken into his motion now, and the 3-2 pitch is fouled away again. Mercedes having a long plate appearance here. Also yesterday, Reno beat Las Vegas walk-off style 8-7 yesterday. They were trailing 7-6 in the bottom of the ninth, and Jake Hager hit a two-out, two-run homer for Reno to give him the 8-7 win. And they lead the West by 8 games over Vegas. 3-2 pitch fouled off again by Mercedes. Reno outfielder Jordan Luplow hit 3 home runs yesterday. 3 homers, 4 runs batted in. Once again to Mercedes, and it is swung on and popped up high in the sky. It's going to carry out into the outfield. The center fielder Wall makes the catch, and there's out number 2. A long battle goes to McCacken. He gets Mercedes to fly out to center field, 2 down. And now Willie Calhoun will be the batter. Calhoun had the bloop single that brought in the only run of this game so far in the second inning. We're now in the fourth. And McCacken's pitch is swung on and popped up foul behind home plate into the seats. Strike 1. Now the 0-1 pitch in there for a called strike, 0-2. Now this pitch is just missing for a ball. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Now McCacken gets the sign he wants from Torrens, and the 1-2 pitch is fouled away. Still 1 ball, 2 strikes. One, two again is yanked foul down the right field line. Home run distance on that one, but well foul. Now McCacken with a 1-2 pitch. Inside for a ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now the pitch is chopped foul, first base side, still 2-2. Mercedes and Calhoun seeing a lot of pitches from McCacken. Now the 2-2. Inside, ball 3. Now the 3-2, grounded foul, first base side. Calhoun having a 10-plus pitch plate appearance here. And McCacken's 3-2 again is ball 4 outside, and it's a 2-out walk. First walk issued by Darren McCacken today.
First baseman, number 52.
So a 10-pitch walk there for Willie Calhoun. And McCacken's pitch count is at 64 with two outs in the fourth inning. And here's Patrick Mazika. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike one. Oh, one pitch outside for a ball. Now the 1-1. Swung on and popped up foul behind the plate, and that's out of play and in the seats. So 1-2 to Mazika. And McCacken throws, and this is inside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 swung on, chopped to the right side. The shifted shortstop McCoy has it, and he flips it to Mejia for a force out at second base on Calhoun, wrapping up the top of the fourth inning. No runs for the River Cats, no hits or errors, one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing.
Now there are even more reasons to switch to Verizon, the network America relies on.
For real?
Yep, for real. Turn in your old phone and get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 4 free with select 5G unlimited plans.
Definitely switching.
Totally. Everybody's switching to the network America relies on, Verizon. 5G ultra-wideband available in select areas. $999.99 device payment purchase with new smartphone line on select 5G unlimited plans required. $200 Verizon e-gift card with ported. Less $800 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
One to nothing is the score. Sacramento with the lead over Tacoma. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Norwith Gudino pitched a scoreless third despite walking the leadoff batter, and he stays in the game for a second inning of work. Eric Mejia stands in, and the pitch is taken down low for a ball. Mejia, switch hitter, bats left, grounded out his first time up. He's 0 for 1. And Godinho's pitch is taken outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes to Eric Mejia. Mariners are in a long rain delay in Cleveland right now. 2-0 pitch outside for a ball. They're ahead 2-1 in the fourth inning, though. It's not an official game. Now the next pitch to Mejia is called a strike. Now here's the 3-1 pitch. Swung on and popped up foul, and that'll get out of play behind the plate. A lot of souvenirs back there behind the dish today. So full count, 3-2. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off again. There have already been some interesting developments in the wild card race in the American League that I think are positive for the Mariners today. The team they're tied for the first wild card spot with, Tampa, lost to the Yankees 2-1 as Judge hit his 53rd homer and then doubled and scored the other run. Here's a foul out of play by Mejia. Now the team in the number three wild spot, Toronto, they won. They beat Pittsburgh 4-3 to finish a three-game sweep on the road at Pittsburgh. It's now the 3-2 to Mejia. High ball four. There's a leadoff walk at the bottom of the fourth inning. Mejia heads down to first base. And now Luis Torrens will be the batter. But the first team out of the wild card spots, Baltimore, finally lost. They've been red hot. But the Oakland A's came through with an upset victory of the Orioles today, 5-0. Adrian Martinez, who pitched for Las Vegas against Tacoma a couple times this year. So here's a foul back by Torrens. He tossed six scoreless innings for Oakland today at Camden. Got the win, and Seth Brown hit a couple of homers. Now the 0-1 is swung on and hit softly to the right side. Fielded on one hop by Krizan. He goes to the shortstop Machado for the force out on Mejia. Torrens reaches on a fielder's choice. So Torrens is on, and now Jonathan Villar will be the batter. Villar singled his first time up. And the pitch misses for a ball. Want to know the count. Now a swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch, over for a called strike, 1-2. Now this one's up and in for a ball, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Two pitch is low, ball three. So full count to VR with Drew Ellis on deck. And the 3-2 is hit in the air down the left field line, foul ball. So still a full count to Jonathan Villar. Torrens with his lead at first base being held on by Mazika. And the 3-2 pitch is high, ball four. Second walk of the inning issued by Norwith Gudino. Torrens takes second. Jonathan Villar heads down to first. Two on, one out. And now Drew Ellis will be the batter. Ellis struck out swinging his first time up today. But now he has a chance to do some damage. Here's the pitch to Ellis, and it's a breaking ball over for a called strike. Now the 0-1 runs inside on Ellis. One ball, one strike. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch, and Ellis is behind in the count, 1-2. Now here comes the 1-2, and it's swung on, grounded foul, third base side. Right here's with just two hits so far today. They've drawn four walks in this game and have had runners in scoring position in every inning, but have not yet been able to get that hit to drive someone in. Drew Ellis trying to change that here in the bottom of the fourth. And the pitch is swung on and grounded foul, third base side. So 1-2 still the count. Here comes the 1-2. And it is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Gudino getting him with his slider, and there's the second out at the bottom of the fourth inning. Marcus Wilson will try to come through. He struck out looking earlier against Sean Jelly. Now he's facing a different pitcher, though. And the pitch is taken in for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Oh, one pitch. Swing and a foul back, and the count goes to 0-2. Box. Now he settles in. Torrens leads from second, Dan Villar from first. And Gudino ready now. Here's his 0-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three, and the Red Ears leave more runners on the bases. No runs, no hits, two left. Six runners stranded through four innings for Tecoba. We head to the fifth inning. It's Sacramento 1, Tecoba nothing.
Reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
On we go to the fifth inning. Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing. Darren McCackett on the mound. He'll face Ford Proctor to start things off. And this is McCackett's 70th pitch of the game, and it is swung out and popped up in the air to shallow left center. And Forrest Wall is the man in charge, and he makes the catch. And one man is out on one pitch in the top of the fifth inning. Proctor flies out, and now Steele Walker will be the batter. Well, Albert Pujols has connected in St. Louis a pinch hit homer in the eighth inning to snap a scoreless tie and give the Cardinals a 2-0 lead. There was a man on over the Cubs. So here's a swing and a foul back by Walker. And that was home run number 695 for Pujols, who says he's retiring after this season. Now the 0-1 is up high for a ball. 1-1. Let's say he hits two more homers and is at 697. Can anyone retire with 697 homers? Here's a foul into the seats. And the count is 1-2 to Walker. He's got to come back and get to 700, right? Just do it next April. Hit a couple bombs in St. Louis. Make all the fans happy. Hang it up. And the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Walker. And McCacken has his fourth strikeout of the game. Two down. And now Dixon Machado will be the batter. Don't know who Pujols hit his home run off of just now. But when he hit his last home run, it was determined that he had homered off of 450 different pitchers in his big league career. There's a pitch inside to Machado. There's ball one. I mean, if Pujols hasn't homered off you, have you even pitched in the big leagues? It's ball two to Machado, 2-0. Now a swing and a bouncer foul, third base side. Two-one pitch. Inside, ball three. Now a swing and a hot shot to third, and that's handled by Mejia, and he fires to first for the out, and the inning is over. McCacken with an easy inning in the fifth. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And VECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
VECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. 1-0, Sacramento with the lead. New pitcher for the Rivercats, left-hander Aaron Fletcher, a former Rainier and Mariner, takes over, and he'll face Forrest Wall, Mason McCoy, and Kyle Lewis. Fletcher in relief of Norwith Gudino, who pitched 2 scoreless innings without allowing a hit, walked 3, and struck out 3. So Fletcher's pitch to Wall is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Fletcher pitched here on Friday night, and the Rainiers got to him for 4 runs. He walked the first 2 batters he faced, which put him in a jam. Wall bounces 1 foul. 1 ball, 1 strike to Forrest Wall. Fletcher is appearing in his 9th game for the Rivercats, and he's had a tough time, allowing 12 earned runs in 8 1/3 innings, 10 walks, 9 strikeouts. It was really good for the Rainiers last year, Fletcher. 1-1 pitch inside, and it hit Wall in the back as he was turning away from it, and Forrest Wall hit by the pitch, and he is going to head down to first base. So Wall is on. Now Mason McCoy is the batter. McCoy's 1-for-2. He pulled a double down the line in the first inning. One of the Red Ears' 2 hits in this game so far. Here's the pitch from Fletcher, and it is inside for a ball, 1-0. Now Fletcher's next pitch is over for a strike. And the count's even, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch, swung on, hit in the air, down the left field line, giving chase the shortstop and the third baseman, and it is Machado, the shortstop, making the catch and hustling back to first base and getting in safely is Forrest Wall. So McCoy with a pop fly down the left field line that was actually caught in fair territory by Machado, right tight to the chalk line down the left field line. Wall had to hustle back to first base because he was ready to advance at least one, if not two bases, if that ball had dropped in. So one out, runner at first base, and here's Kyle Lewis. And a toss to first by Fletcher, and back in with a dive is Wall. There goes Wall, and a throw behind him to the first baseman, Mazika, who fires down to second, and his throw skips past Krizan and is backed up by Machado, and Wall is safe at second base, and he'll be credited with a steal since he broke before the pickoff throw. That's his 39th steal of the season. Wall, a career-high 39 steals this year. And on the verge of 40. Now here's the pitch to Kyle Lewis, and it is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Last Tacoma player to steal 40 bases in a season was Lance Blankenship in 1988. And Wall is one steal away from joining Blankenship and five others in the history of this franchise to have stolen 40 or more bases in a season. A one pitch down low for a ball. 1-1 the count. The Tacoma record for steals in a season is 56. That's out of reach. Well, I mean, Wall could just go crazy stealing bases for the next 3 weeks and maybe make a run at that, but that would be really something. Now the 1-1 pitch is popped up in the air down the right field line. Long run for Steele Walker near the line, but he gets there and makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Wall tags up at second and advances to third. And there are now two outs and a runner at third base. Right here's the batter man in scoring position in every inning. Eventually they're going to get one of these guys in. So a runner at third with two outs for Jared Kelnick. Here's the pitch, and it is inside for a ball. 1-0 the count to Kelnick. Left versus left here, but Kelnick's hitting for almost identical batting averages, whether the pitcher's left-handed or right-handed. So now the 1-0 is a check swing foul. Kelnick at 284 against lefties, 287 against righties when I last checked, which was yesterday. One ball, one strike. And the pitch from Fletcher is over for a called strike. 1-2. The Red Ears. Kelnick is challenging that call, but it was indeed a strike on the outside corner. So the Red Ears lose a challenge. That's their first challenge today and didn't go their way. The umpire nailed it. Runner at third, two outs, one ball, two strikes to Kelnick, and the pitch from Fletcher is low and away for a ball. 2-2. Now here comes the 2-2 pitch on its way. And it is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Kelnick strikes out for the final out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Fletcher got him with a breaking ball. Right here's do not score. No runs, hits, or errors. Another runner left stranded in scoring position. We go to the sixth inning. It's Sacramento 1, Tacoma nothing.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
One nothing still. Sacramento leads Tacoma. We go to the sixth inning of play. And on the mound, Darren McCacken. He'll face the top of the order. Austin Dean to start things off. He's 0 for 2 of this game. And McCacken's pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. That was pitch number 80 on the day for McCacken right there. All quiet in the Tacoma bullpen, although that will change fairly soon. Next pitch in for a strike to Dean, 1-1. McCacken is pitching on a little extra rest today, which was done on purpose. So the 1-1 pitch is fouled away, 1-2. Leads the team in innings pitched and all that. And he started twice, as I mentioned earlier, in Salt Lake City last week, Tuesday and last Sunday. And they gave him kind of a shorter start on Sunday of just four innings. And that also was done on purpose. And then had him just wait until the last day of this series to pitch as Dean drives one towards deep right center field. Over his wall. He's going to have room, and he makes the catch just a step or two in front of the warning track, and one man is out in the top of the sixth inning. Dean flies out. And now Jason Krizan is the batter. Krizan's 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a flyout. Pitch to Krizan is breaking ball over for a strike. Mariners game still in a rain delay. Here's a swing and a miss, strike two. So I mean, obviously they're going to wait a long time. It's the last game of the series and the last meeting of the year between the Mariners and the Indians. They're in the fourth. It's not an official game. Sears grounded his second. VR fields it. And he throws out Krizan, two away. And now Jason Vossler is the batter. They could suspend the game, the Mariners game in Cleveland, and make it up on an off day. Sears one down low to Vossler, or continue it, I should say, on an off day. And the Mariners and Guardians have two common off days remaining in September. but the travel situation would be bad. Here's a drive to left, and it is deep. It is back, and it's out of here. An opposite field home run for Vossler to left, his 16th of the year. It just did get out of here in left field. Vossler doubles Sacramento's lead. It is now 2-0 Rivercats. So Vossler gets the Rivercats' first hit since the second inning. An opposite field home run with two outs at the top of the sixth. And now the Red Raiders are down by two. Yermin Mercedes is the batter. He's given Bukakin some real battles. And he takes the first pitch on the outside edge for a called strike. Now the 0-1. And it is swung on and popped up foul and out of play, and that's 0-2 now. Oh, 2 from Bukakin. Up high for a ball, 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch swung on, popped up on the right side into shallow right field. VR back, and he is going to let Wilson take it. And that is the final out in the top of the sixth inning. So Mercedes flies out to Marcus Wilson, and that does it for the Rivercats. One run on one hit, the Vossler homer. And no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Sacramento 2, Tacoma nothing.
At Boot Barn, we believe that the cowboy boot is an American icon. Today's boots are not only rooted in history, but are enhanced with modern technology features for the working cowboy. Ariat boots are built with advanced technology that provides the comfort and support of a high-performance athletic shoe, yet still has the functionality and durability of the iconic cowboy boot. And at Boot Barn, we carry over a quarter of a million pairs of Ariat boots nationwide. Ariat at Boot Barn.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Sacramento 2, Tacoma nothing. The Rainiers have stranded seven runners through five innings, with five of them left on in scoring position. And they've faced a bunch of different Sacramento pitchers. They've brought in their fourth of the game now, right-hander Cole Waits, and his first pitch to Eric Mejia is over for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Mejia, switch hitter, bats left. He walked his last time up. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike two. The Raiders have had the leadoff batter in the inning reach on either a walk or having been hit by a pitch in each of the last three innings. And usually that's a rally starter, but not today, not yet anyway. 0-2 pitch, low for a ball, 1-2. So 1-2 the count to Eric Mejia. Waite's hard-throwing righty, just recently promoted to AAA by the San Francisco Giants organization. It's 1-2 pitches outside, 2-2. Waite's is in just his fifth appearance for Sacramento. He's worked 4 1/3 scoreless innings with 6 strikeouts and 2 walks. Now the 2-2 pitch is hit in the air to shallow left center. Back goes Machado, the shortstop, and he makes the catch over his shoulder on the move in shallow left center. Nice play by the Rivercats shortstop. Dixon Machado with the put out. One out, and now Luis Torrens will be the batter. Torrens 0-2 with a strikeout and a ground out so far today. And the pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch coming. Down low for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes to Torrens. And the pitch is swung on and tapped foul. 2-1. Bouncer, foul, third base side, and that evens things up, 2-2. Rainiers have just 2 hits. Mason McCoy doubled in the first, and Jonathan Villar singled in the second. But they've drawn 4 walks. They've had another batter hit by a pitch, so a total of 7 base runners in this game. 2-2 popped up in front of the plate, and it is going to be the third baseman who makes the play. Vossler ends up catching it a little to the left of the pitcher's mound. And that is out number 2 in the bottom of the 6th inning. Torrens pops up. And now Jonathan Villar is the batter. Villar has reached base twice. He has singled and walked. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. There's strike 1. Next pitch coming up high for a ball. 1-1. Rainiers are off tomorrow, and we will be back with you on Tuesday from the road from Oklahoma City, to be specific. So now the 1-1 is hit well towards right, but within the realm of the right fielder Steele Walker, who catches this line drive for the final out in the bottom of the 6th inning. Right, here's go in order. 3 up, 3 down. First time that has happened today. And we go to the 7th inning. It is Sacramento 2, Tacoma nothing.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
We go to the seventh inning of play. It's 2-0. Sacramento leads the Rainiers, who have made their first pitching change of the game, bringing Nick Margavichus in from the bullpen. He's on in relief of Darren McCacken, who went six innings, allowed three hits and two runs, which were earned. He walked one and struck out four. Another good outing for McCacken, but no offensive run support for him, not yet anyway, as Margavichus with his first pitch to Willie Calhoun, and it's taken for a strike, 0-1. Margavichus, the lefty, comes in during a stretch in which Sacramento has four consecutive left-handed hitters due up, beginning with Calhoun, who fouls off the next pitch, and the count goes to 0-2. Margavichus is appearing in his 30th game for the Red Ears today. 0-4, 7.71 ERA. No balls, two strikes to Calhoun, and the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to right field. Creeping in a step or two is Marcus Wilson, and he makes the catch. One man is out of the seventh. And that'll bring Patrick Mazika to the plate. Mazika's 0-2 with a bounce out and a strikeout. Now the pitch is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now a little bunt on the third base side. Margavichus off the mound, fields it, and throws out Mazika at first base. Nice play by Margavichus moving off the hill and throwing out Mazika for the second out of the inning. Mazika thought he'd catch the Red Ears by surprise and bunt, and Margavichus handled it. So two down, and now Ford Proctor is the hitter. And the pitch is in the dirt for a ball, 1-0 to Proctor. Right here's in the bottom of this inning, we'll have Ellis, Wilson, and Wall coming up. Now the pitch is down low for a ball. Pitch, hit in the air, foul on the third base side. Two balls, one strike. And the pitch is swung on, it bounced foul, first base side. That evens things up, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, no one on. Margavich is trying to close out the inning. The pitch is swung on, bounced to the right of second base. Backhand pickup by VR, and he smoothly throws to first base and gets Proctor for the final out at the top of the seventh inning. Margavich with a three up, three down, top of the seventh. We go to the stretch. It is Sacramento 2, Tacoma nothing.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. The Red Deers trailing Sacramento 2-0. And Drew Ellis, Marcus Wilson, and Forrest Waller due up here in the seventh. Cole Waits, who pitched a three up, three down sixth, remains in the game. And the right-hander is working on Ellis. And the first pitch is outside for a ball. 1-0. Sacramento pitchers have struck out 9 today. So now the 1-0 to Ellis is called a strike, and the count's even 1-1. Next pitch, swung on and hit in the air, foul down the right field line. Walker is over, but it lands untouched in foul territory, and then bounces into the River Cats bullpen. So 1-2 the count. Here's the pitch, and it is fouled away. Still 1-2. Now this one is high for a ball. Two and two the count to Drew Ellis. And the pitch is up and in, ball three. Ellis just trying to reach, get something started here in the seventh. Red Deers currently being shut out on two hits, but only down by two runs. All it takes is one base runner to bring the tying run to the plate. 3-2 pitch, low and away, ball four, and Ellis does draw the leadoff walk, so he heads down to first base. And the tying runs at the plate just like that. Marcus Wilson will be the batter. Wilson 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts in this one. Now the pitch is swung on and pulled in the air to left field. Coming in is Calhoun. He can't get to it. It drops in for a hit. And taking second is Ellis. Marcus Wilson singles to left. That's the Red Ears' first hit since the second inning. And Tacoma has something developing here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Two on, no one out. Forrest Wall, the batter. There is a lefty in the Sacramento bullpen who has been warming up, and Dave Brundage, the Rivercats manager, is on his way to the mound now, and I think he's going to bring in the lefty, who is Joey Marciano. We'll see. Yeah, he is. He's going to take the ball from Cole Waite. So we've got a pitching change with two on and no one out in the bottom of the seventh inning. We'll take a break in our broadcast for this pitching change with the score, Sacramento 2. Tacoma nothing.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
We're at the bottom of the seventh inning. Sacramento 2, Tacoma nothing is our score, but the Red Ears are threatening. They have runners at first and second with nobody out. Top of the order coming up now. Forrest Wall about to bat. And Sacramento has brought in left-hander Joey Marciano from the pen. He's been their top reliever over the course of the season. He's been with Sacramento since day one. This is his team-leading 49th appearance. Marciano's 4-1 with seven saves and a 3.67 ERA. And Marciano will get the signs from Proctor and go to work here to face Wall. And immediately Marciano steps off the rubber for a moment. Now he's ready again. Ellis at second and Wilson at first. And Forrest Wall shows bunt, pulls the bat back, and takes it up high for a ball, 1-0. So on the first pitch, the Red Ears show bunt. Sacramento was certainly ready for that. We'll see if the Red Ears continue with that or not. The thing is, Wall's so fast, if he gets a bunt down, he has a chance to beat it out. 1-0 pitch on its way. He squares around and takes a strike. And the count's even, 1-1. Wow, the Red Ears are challenging that strike call. Wall is, and he thought it was low, but it caught the very bottom of the zone, we can see. So that is an incorrect challenge. And the Red Ears only have one challenge left. And meanwhile, Dave Brundage is out to talk to the plate umpire, Beretta. I think Brundage is saying that, hey, when you do these challenges, they have to ask immediately. And that seemed to be kind of a delayed request there by the Red Ears. So I believe that's what Brundage is trying to ask about with the plate umpire. It's in the rules. Just to go back a step, the challenge can only be asked for by the batter, the pitcher, or the catcher. The bench cannot ask for it, the manager cannot ask for it, and the challenge must be asked for immediately. And I think Dave Brundage is saying, hey, what's immediate? And, you know, a left-hand hitter for the Red Ears is looking right into the Red Ears dugout. A right-hand hitter for Sacramento is looking right into the Rivercats dugout. So they could theoretically get cues from the dugout about that. And the umpires are trying to, well, Brundage is back in the dugout now, and the umpire's trying to get the situation squared away. The call was upheld, and the count is 1-1 to Forrest Wall. And he again shortens the bunt, and the pitch is bunted at and missed. That is strike two, so it's 1-2 to Wall. So now the bunt play should be off. Alice at second, Wilson at first, no one out of the seventh. Red Ears trail 2-0, and Wall does square around a bunt and pops it up, and it's caught by the catcher for the second out of the inning. It was a foul ball, so it would have been strike three if they let it land, but it'll go in the books as a foul pop-up. So one out, and the runners remain at first and second, and now Mason McCoy is the batter. Now here's the pitch, and it is swung out and fouled off. That is strike one. McCoy, 1-for-3 with a double. Had a go-ahead grand slam in the seventh inning on Friday. Now the 0-1 to McCoy, outside for a ball. 1-1. So 1-1. Now the pitch is swung on and bounced foul third base side, and that's strike two. Alice away from the bag at second. And now Marciano with a 1-2 pitch. The runners go, and the pitch is fouled away. So they went for it there, putting the runners in motion. Ellis from second and Wilson from first, but the pitch was fouled off by McCoy. Still 1-2. McCoy goes to the on-deck circle to work on his bat a little bit. Get some sticky stuff on the handle of it. One ball, two strikes to McCoy. Two on, one out. And Marciano is ready. Here comes his pitch. And it is swung on and fouled off on the first base side. Still one ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2 once again from Marciano. It's swung on and hit in the air towards right center. Dean has it all lined up, and he makes the catch. And that's the second out of the inning. McCoy flies out to the center fielder. So here comes Kyle Lewis to try to come through in the clutch. Lewis 0-for-2 with a walk today. Runners have their leads. And here's Marciano with a pitch, and it is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Rainiers in desperate need of a big hit. They've had so many chances today and haven't been able to get one. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. Everybody got their way. Rainiers are 0-for-10 with runners in scoring position in this game. The pitch is hit in the air towards center. Late break in for Dean, but he gets there and makes the catch for the final out of the inning. Rainiers do not score in the seventh. No runs on a hit, no errors, and two more runners left on base. We go to the eighth inning. It is Sacramento 2, Tacoma nothing.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the eighth inning, still Sacramento 2, Tacoma nothing. Right here is bringing in a new pitcher to work the top of the eighth inning. Phillips Valdez is in from the pen, and he'll face Steele Walker, Dixon Machado, and Austin Dean in the top of the eighth inning. He's in relief of Nick Margavichus, who worked a 3-up, 3-down seventh. Valdez is pitching for his 11th time in a Rainiers uniform, 0-1 with a 5.23 ERA. Last time out, he was on the mound for a longer stint. On Thursday, had a two-inning stint. This will probably be a shorter outing today. His first pitch to Steele. Walker is up high for a ball, 1-0. Reiniers looking for scoreless relief down the stretch and see if they can get the offense going. So here's one inside for a ball to Walker. Two balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0 pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count goes to 2-1. Now a swing and a foul off the mask of Torrens behind the plate, and he'll need a minute to recover from that one. Right here's next home game. It's going to be Tuesday, September 20th, as the team is on the road for 2 weeks. Six games in Oklahoma City, six games in Las Vegas. Off tomorrow. Tuesday's game will be at 5:05 Pacific time, so we'll start the broadcast here on this stream at about 4:55 on Tuesday. As the pitch to Walker is inside for ball three. And there is a day game coming up on Wednesday, an early game with the time change. It'll be at 10:05 a.m. Pacific time, so you can catch some early Rainier's baseball on the stream here on Wednesday. Now Walker has, well, he fouls one in the batter's box, and it's a full count now, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes. And the payoff is swung on and hit in the air towards right center, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. Steele Walker has a single to start the eighth inning. Fourth hit of the game for the Rivercats. And now Dixon Machado is the hitter. He's 0-2 in this game. And the pitch is bunted at and missed. That is strike one to Machado. Taking a look at our Mariners farm report. Double-A Arkansas won yesterday 8-1. As Valdez now with the pitch. And it's outside for a ball. And they had 13 hits. Outfielder Cade Marlowe had four of them. 4-for-5 with his 14th homer, and he drove in three runs. And Joe Rizzo had three hits, including his 20th homer for Arkansas. Now the 1-1 pitch is swung on, bounced foul first base side. Starting pitcher at Double A yesterday was Taylor Dollard, who tossed five more scoreless innings and got another win. 15-2 is his one loss record. He leads all of minor league baseball in wins. And his earned run average is down to 1.95. Taylor Dollard with the Mariners Double A club. Next pitch is a jam shot roller to second. VR has it, feeds McCoy for one. On to first, in time for two. The Red Ears get the double play despite the fact that the ball wasn't hit that hard. Nicely turned by Jonathan VR, Mason McCoy, and Drew Ellis. Just like that, two men are gone. The base runner is erased. And now Austin Dean is the batter. Dean's 0-2 with the two flyouts to center and a liner to second that was caught, and he takes up and away for a ball, 1-0. Also on our fire report, checking in on last year's first round draft pick, Harry Ford, who's at Low A Modesto, 19-year-old catcher. He had a couple of hits and a walk yesterday, drove in two runs. So here's one outside to Dean. Ford hitting 265, but with a 422 on base percentage. He's drawn 85 walks this year at Modesto. He's also struck out 112 times in over 400 plate appearances. Here's a liner the other way over the leaping Drew Ellison into right field, and Austin Dean has a two-out single. And now Jason Krizan will be the batter.
Number two, Jason Krizan.
So Ford getting on base a ton. He's hit for some power with 21 doubles and 11 homers. 434 slugging percentage, 856 OPS. And Ford also running a lot, but with these new rules in the minor leagues to encourage base stealing, there's really been a lot of stealing in the lower levels of the minors. And Ford with 21 steals in 25 attempts at low A Modesto as a catcher, but that's actually not, those aren't really high numbers in that league, the 21 steals for Ford. He has a teammate who has 55. Very quick visit to the mound by the Red Ears pitching coach Alon Leishman to talk to Valdez, who will now face Krizan. Yeah, the first pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now Valdez turns and throws to first, and back in safely is Austin Dean. Now the 0-1 pitch. Runner bluffs, doesn't go, and it's grounded foul first base side. Strike two to Krizan. Runner at first, two outs. Now Valdez with the 0-2 pitch on its way to Krizan, and it is low for a ball. 1-2. Now the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with an off-speed pitch, and down goes Krizan, and Valdez gets the strikeout to close out the top of the eighth inning. No runs for Sacramento on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Sacramento 2, Tacoma nothing.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
Ready for an MVP move? Electric vehicle charging at home just got easier and more affordable. Tacoma Power now offers incentives to customers towards the purchase of faster Level 2 charging equipment. Whether you're thinking about buying an electric vehicle or already own one, upgrade now and get up to $600 off. Learn more at mytpu.org. At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
On we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Red Ears searching for some offense. They trail 2-0. And Leading things off is Jared Kelnick against Joey Marciano. First pitch bounced back to the mound. Marciano has it, and he throws out Kelnick at first base. One pitch, one out in the bottom of the eighth inning. And now Eric Mejia will be the batter. Mejia 0 for 2 with a walk so far. Now the pitch is taken for a strike. Mejia was thinking about trying to bunt his way aboard. So 0-1 the count. And the pitch is up high. One ball, one strike. And this pitch is up high for a ball. 2-1. Now the 2-1, swing and a foul tip at the plate, and the count goes to 2-2. River Cats have a right-hander warming up in the pen. Two-two to Mejia, swing and a foul out of play. R.J. Dabovich is warming up in the River Cats bullpen. Now the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Mejia goes down swinging and two men are out at the bottom of the eighth inning. First strikeout for Marciano, and now Luis Torrens is the hitter. Pitch is taken down low for a ball. Next delivery outside. Two balls, no strikes to Torrens. Mariners still in a rain delay in the fourth inning in Cleveland. Now the 2-0 pitch is fouled away. The Guardians grounds crew did the old trick. We've seen this one before where the rain stopped, they pulled the tarp, they worked on the field, but there was more rain coming, so they brought the tarp back out and covered the field again. That's never any fun. So here's one in for a strike, 2-2. Gets your hopes up, but no, not playing. Two-two pitch, swung on and hit in the air to right field. This is deep, it is back, and it is gone on opposite field. Home run for Luis Torrens. And the Red Ears get on the scoreboard for the first time all day. It is now Sacramento 2, Tacoma 1. Luis Torrens with his second home run of the season in a Red Ears uniform. As he lifts one out of here to the opposite field. Makes it a one-run ball game. And now Jonathan Villar is the batter. Villar, switch hitter, will bat right-handed for his first time today. He's one for two with a single and a walk, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now the next pitch is down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now this one is a swing and a foul at the plate, and that got Villar on his left foot, and he's going to need a minute to walk it off. So 1-2 the count. Villar still needs a little extra time, but he's about ready to hit again here in a moment. It's just, that stinks. All right, VR back in the batter's box now. 1-2 the count. Two outs, no one on, and Marciano's pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Threw a fastball past him. 96 on the radar gun, and that closes out the eighth. Rainiers get a run, though, on the Torrens homer. One run on one hit. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the ninth inning. It's Sacramento 2, Tacoma 1.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep. You'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at FredMeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the ninth inning, a one-run game, Sacramento 2, Tacoma 1. And the new pitcher is right-hander Matt Cook to work the ninth for Tacoma. And he's on in relief of Phillips Valdez, who worked a scoreless eighth. Gave up two hits, but no runs, no walks, one strikeout for Valdez. So Cook in from the pen. He's tossing his warm-ups right now. Cook 4-1 with four saves and a 3.34 ERA, making his 33rd appearance of the season. 41 strikeouts, just 10 unintentional walks this year in 32 and a third inning. Jason Vossler, the first batter up for Sacramento. He homered his last time up. Hit one out of here to the opposite field in the sixth inning. And Cook comes set. And the pitch is swung on and popped up, foul on the first base side. And Drew Ellis has plenty of room here, and he'll make the catch. One pitch, one out at the top of the ninth inning. Bosler fouls out. And now your mean Mercedes will be the batter. Mercedes, 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored today. Right here's trying to put a zero up on the board at the top of the ninth and then send Ellis, Marcus Wilson, and Forrest Wall to the plate in the bottom of the ninth. Pitch to Mercedes is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Cook into his motion of the pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-2. Matt Cook, veteran righty's been with the Red Ears for most of this season, 31-year-old native of Iowa who did get called up by the Mariners early in the season for a stretch. 0-2 pitch outside for a ball. No. The Red Ears are going to challenge. Torrence thought for sure that was a strike. It was called a ball, and Torrence was ready to throw it around the infield, so he immediately challenged, and yeah, that was a strike. So strike three to Mercedes, and two men are gone in the ninth inning. Red Ears win their first challenge of this game. Two down, and now Willie Calhoun is the batter. Calhoun, 1-for-2 with a single and a walk so far. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards shallow left center, racing in and sliding and making the catch is Forrest Wall, and that is the final out of the inning. Three up, three down to the top of the ninth. Matt Cook sets down the side in order with a little help from his center fielder and the automated ball strike review process. We go to the bottom of the ninth. It is Sacramento 2, Tacoma 1.
Ray Maliotta here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching a kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Red Ears trailing 2-1. Sacramento brings in Shelby Miller to try to close it out. The veteran righty, former starting pitcher in the big leagues, trying to get back up as a reliever. 0-2 with seven saves. And Miller has a 3.38 ERA in 24 appearances, with 41 strikeouts and 14 walks in 29 and a third innings. Miller on in relief of Joey Marciano, who tossed two innings, allowed one hit, the solo homer by Torrens, only one run, no walks, two strikeouts. So Ellis stands in, and the pitch is inside for a ball to Ellis, ball one. The Rivercats have also brought in Elliot Ramos in left field, replacing Willie Calhoun. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two, or pardon me, strike one. So Ramos will hit in the number five spot in the Sacramento order if we go to extra innings. One ball, one strike to Ellis, and the pitch is a called strike on the outside edge. And the count goes to 1-2. So a ball and two strikes to Ellis. And the pitch is fouled off by Ellis. Kind of reached for that one and fouled it off to stay alive. Still one ball, two strikes. Now here comes the 1-2. And it is a swing and a foul back again by Ellis. Still one ball, two strikes. Right here's would love to get the leadoff man on. Get that tying runner on base. But Ellis is behind in the count here, 1-2. And Miller into his motion of the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with an off-speed pitch, and that is the first out in the bottom of the ninth. Marcus Wilson now the batter. Rainiers need to rally to win this game, to win the series. Sacramento trying to salvage a split of this six-game series. A win for them would do that. Here's Marcus Wilson, 1-for-3 with a single this afternoon. Rainiers with just four hits in this game. And the pitch to Wilson is taken down low for a ball. First pitch slider from Shelby Miller. On deck is Forrest Wall. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Wilson, and he swings and hits one in the air to left, but not particularly deep. Elliot Ramos, the new left fielder, makes the catch. Two men are out, and the Red Ears are down to their last out. Forrest Wall comes to the plate, where he is 0-for-2 in this game, but has reached base twice. He has drawn a walk, and he's been hit by a pitch. Wall, left-handed hitter, looks out towards the righty Miller. Two outs in the ninth. Sacramento leading 2-1, and the pitch is, well, nowhere particularly close to the home plate area. That's ball one to Forrest Wall. It got away from Shelby Miller, and he gets the new baseball and rubs it up. 1-0, and the next pitch is over for a strike, a slider. 1-1 now. Here comes the 1-1 pitch, and it is on the outside edge for a strike, and it's 1-2 to Wall. Right ears are down to their last strike. And the 1-2 pitch is a fastball called strike three, and that's the ball game. Sacramento takes it 2-1, the final score. The Red Ears bats all but silenced today as Sacramento salvages a split of the six-game series by winning this one. 2-1 is the final score. We'll recap it and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard at the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Well, Sacramento wins the series finale at Cheney Stadium, 2-1, the final score this afternoon, and a game that featured good pitching and not much in the way of hitting for either team today, but the River Cats ended up doing a little more with the bats. Rainiers had a lot of missed opportunities, and Sacramento takes it 2-1 is the final. It started out with Darren McCacken on the mound for the Rainiers against Sean Jelly for Sacramento. And the Red Ears got two on with one out in the first and had, you know, Mason McCoy at second, Kyle Lewis at first with one away, but they left him stranded there. And that kind of started a trend for the Red Ears today as they left runners in scoring position in inning after inning in today's game. And they finished with nine runners left on base overall, and six of those were left stranded in scoring position. So just kind of a frustrating day for the Red Ears hitters. Sacramento did get on the board in the second against McCacken when Yermin Mercedes doubled to the gap in left center field. And then he stole third base and scored on Willie Calhoun's bloop single over the drawn-in infield. That made it 1-0. McCacken then cruised through the rest of that inning and the third, fourth, and fifth. In the sixth with two outs, Jason Vossler hit an opposite field homer to left, his 16th of the year, and that made it 2-0 Sacramento. That would end up being an important insurance run for the River Cats. 2-0 in the sixth. The Red Ears kept getting base runners against Sacramento pitchers. The game turned into a bullpen game. Sean Jelly came out after just two innings, but Norwith Gudino pitched scoreless ball in the third and the fourth despite putting three runners on with walks and a hit batter. And actually just walks for Gudino. It was Fletcher who hit the leadoff man in the fifth. The former Red Ear lefty hit Forrest Wall. Wall was at second base with one out and at third with two outs, but they couldn't get him in. After a three-up, three-down, sixth inning by Cole Waits, the Red Ears' first two men reached base in the seventh as Drew Ellis walked and Marcus Wilson singled, and the Red Ears had the tying runners on with nobody out. But Sacramento manager Dave Brundage called to the bullpen, brought in left-hander Joey Marciano. He retired three straight hitters, Wall, McCoy, and Lewis, to wrap up the seventh with no run scoring. In the bottom of the eighth, with two outs and no one on, the Red Ears got on the scoreboard when Luis Torrens launched an opposite field home run, his second one with Tacoma, and that made it 2-1 in the bottom of the eighth. But the Red Ears would not get another base runner the rest of the way. Shelby Miller set down the side of the ninth, and Sacramento won it 2-1 is the final score. Here are the final totals in today's ball game. First, for the victorious Sacramento River Cats, they scored two runs on five hits, made no errors, left three on base. Tacoma gets one run on four hits, makes no errors, leaves nine on base. Winning pitcher is Norwith Gudino. He's 3-4. Save goes to Shelby Miller, his eighth. Loss goes to McCacken. He falls to 8-7. Time of the ball game, 2 hours and 37 minutes, and the attendance was 5,168. With the win, Sacramento is 58-71, and the Rainiers fall to 60 wins and 69 losses. Rainiers are off tomorrow and return to action on Tuesday. Tuesday's game will be at 5:05 p.m. Pacific time, and we'll have the broadcast for you right here on this stream, beginning at 4:55 in the afternoon Pacific time on Tuesday. Sacramento wins it 2-1. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Sacramento beats Tacoma 2-1, the final score. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. The Mariners are still in a rain delay in Cleveland, and they have been since the fourth inning. The Mariners lead the game 2-1 in the top of the fourth inning, and it's been in a rain delay for hours, and word just came down that they are planning to wait a lot longer if need be to finish the game. Because, it's the last meeting of the year between the two teams. And while there are a couple possibilities on the schedule to complete a suspended game, the travel would make it quite arduous for both teams involved. So they're going to try to finish it today. And the Mariners do have a day game tomorrow at home against the White Sox at 3:40 in the afternoon. So they're going to be tired for that one, whether they finish today's game or not. But Mariners in a rain delay in Cleveland, leading 2-1 in the fourth inning. Final scores from the AL today. Oakland beat Baltimore 5-0, an upset win that really helps out the Mariners as Baltimore is one of the wild card challengers. They did not score today. Shut out by Adrian Martinez and the A's bullpen. Seth Brown hit a couple of home runs. Boston beat Texas 5-2 at Fenway. Trevor Story with a 3-run homer to help the Red Sox get a 4-game sweep. The Sox are still under 500, though. Kansas City knocked off Detroit 3-2. Bobby Witt Jr. with a go-ahead RBI double in the eighth inning to lead the Royals to the victory. Yankees avoid being swept in Tampa. They beat the Rays 2-1 to open up a 5-game lead in the AL East. And the Yankees getting a homer from Aaron Judge, his 53rd, and then he doubled and scored the second run. He's really their only offense today, but the Yankees pitching was able to support him today. Twins beat the White Sox 5-1 in Chicago. Dylan Bundy with 5 scoreless innings. Carlos Correa with a homer. And the Astros blasted the Angels 9-1. Jose Altuve had 3 hits. Single, double, homer, drove in 3 runs. And Jose Urquidy tossed 7 scoreless innings. Toronto beat Pittsburgh in the lone interleague game today 4-3. Teoscar Hernandez with a go-ahead RBI single in the seventh inning. Toronto sweeps Pittsburgh and holds on to that last wild card spot. They now have a 2.5-game cushion over top challenger Baltimore. In the National League, the Rockies and Reds played a doubleheader because they got rained out yesterday. And the Rockies won the first game 8-4. They were down 2-0. They scored 4 runs in the top of the seventh inning. Charlie Blackman with a big pinch hit, 2-run single. Reds battled back, though, and got the split by winning the second game 10-0 as 5 pitchers for Cincinnati combined on a 4-hit shutout. Nationals beat the Mets 7-1 in New York as Eric Fede tossed six innings and allowed just one run. And the Nats won 2 out of 3 on the road against the first-place Mets. So big surprising result there with one of the worst teams in the NL taking 2 out of 3 from one of the best. Braves knock off the Marlins 7-1. Max Fried tossed 5 shutout innings of no-hit ball, was taken out of the game, and they turned it over to the bullpen, and they blew the no-hitter, but the Braves easily won the game. They have won 5 in a row. Big drama in St. Louis. Cubs and Cardinals 0-0, bottom of the 8th. Cards had a man on. They send up Albert Pujols for a pinch-hitting appearance, and he went deep. A 2-run homer, 695th of his career, and the Cardinals go on to beat the Cubs 2-0. Just a tremendous moment in St. Louis today for, and no doubt about it, first ballot Hall of Famer. Arizona defeats Milwaukee 5-1, the final score in Arizona, as the Diamondback Zach Gallen tossed 7 scoreless innings. He has quietly amassed a streak of 41 1/3 consecutive scoreless innings. Needs a couple more shutout starts to approach Oral Hershiser's record. Giants just beat the Phillies 5-3. Game just went final in San Francisco. Must have been a walk-off homer in that one. Sorry, I don't have any details. And Padres and Dodgers 0-0 in the second inning at Dodgers Stadium. That is Sunday Night Baseball. It's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Tacoma, the Red Ears drop a 2-1 decision to Sacramento. We'll be back with more right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Well, the Red Ears had a chance to win the series against Sacramento, but they needed to win today's game, and that did not happen. Sacramento had some impressive pitching today. The Red Ears missed out on numerous scoring opportunities, and Sacramento wins it 2-1, the final score. So this ends up being a split of a 6-game series, although the Red Ears did win the season series from Sacramento 14-10, but the Rivercats salvaged a split of these 6 this week here at Cheney Stadium. Rainier's next opponent is Oklahoma City, who is trying to win in the East. And the Dodgers played a day game today at Round Rock, Texas, and won 5-3. That was a big result for them. Round Rock, if they had won, would have pulled into a tie for first in the East. They did not. Oklahoma City wins it, so they have a 2-game lead over the Express, and that's where the standings will be when the Rainiers face Oklahoma City on Tuesday. El Paso also in that race. The Chihuahuas defeated Salt Lake today 6-1, so they are 3.5 games behind Oklahoma City and 1.5 game behind Round Rock. In the West, Las Vegas and Reno have not started yet. They don't play for another hour and a half. Reno leading the West by 8 games over Vegas. And non-contenders, Albuquerque leads Sugar Land 2-0 in the second inning in Sugar Land, Texas. Well, tomorrow is an off day of sorts. Is it an off day if you're going to spend the whole day on an airplane? Because that's what the Red Ears are going to do. The Red Ears are traveling tomorrow to Oklahoma City. No game, though, tomorrow night. The next game is Tuesday. Tuesday from Oklahoma City. And first pitch will be at 5:05 Pacific time, and the pregame show will begin at 4:55. That is Tuesday in Oklahoma City. Well, that's going to do it for today's broadcast. I want to thank you for listening today. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score today, Sacramento 2, Tacoma 1. Have a great evening.